Back at the B&B, Anya had set right to work. She signed online and returned to the newsgroup where she had posted pictures of the belt plaque earlier. She scanned some of the replies.
What you found looks like Scythian art, but it could be Chinese. Those two cultures intermingled a lot along the Silk Road.
Anya already knew that, but she kept reading.
The weird thing is, it looks a lot like a photograph posted by someone else looking for a belt plaque like that. The guy claims it's some kind of inheritance and was lost during the big migration of Chinese to the United States during the gold rush. I checked, and the posting's still up at treasureslostandalmostforgotten.net.
Curious, Anya clicked on the link the poster had provided. Another window opened up, and a picture filled the screen. The belt plaque lay in a man's hand, and the photograph was cropped so close that only the hand and the object were visible. The photograph was black and white and very grainy. Something about the image jarred Anya's memory. She took the book Harry Kim had given her from her backpack and flipped it open to a page she had marked with a yellow post-it note. One of the photographs showed Ban Zexu holding the belt plaque in his open hand. Evidently, the photographer had gotten Ban Zexu to pose with his keepsake. Moving the book close to the computer screen, Anya quickly decided that the web posting had been cut from the image in Harry Kim's book. Someone had cleaned it up a little, but the pose was the same. Switching over to a search engine, Anya entered the title of the book and Harry Kim's name and discovered the book was also offered as an electronic download with searchable text. Whoever was searching for more information on the belt plaque had probably found the photograph there. She returned to the posting.
If the piece is genuine Scythian art, it could be quite a find. I went to a website that I frequently use for research and got some more information that might be helpful to you. According to a local legend out of the Taklamakan Desert area, death, and I mean the literal embodiment of death, came to live along the Silk Road. He set up residence there and went into business, demanding a protection tax on the local merchants who used the road. For enough money, they could purchase from him a belt plaque that would grant them free access. If they traveled the road without it, they would be killed. I'm still researching this, so maybe I'll have more later.
Anya typed a quick reply, thanking the sender for the posting and letting the person know that she would be on and off the internet over the next day or so. With no clues left to explore in Georgetown, Anya suspected she was going to have to return to Brooklyn. Anya decided to put in a call to a guy she sometimes employed to track down email messages and other online activity. He could probably figure out who had posted the photo and query about the belt plaque. She could find out anything else she needed on the web. She could at least be satisfied that she still had the belt plaque. Rogue Angel is continued on the next CD.